The Arcturians are related to the Lyrans and they are from the Orion star system. The energy emanating from their star system is associated with love and light and it appears as the color green. They communicate with us by using a light code language, channelings in all forms, or symbolism. Every galactic language has its own frequency and vibration. We use our consciousness much like an antenna to connect with frequencies that allow us to communicate with any type of galactic being. The physical being that you are in communication with is either on its home planet or on a vessel like a ship. When they visit, they often use a hologram to come to you, but it's also possible that it's a spirit. Most galactic species have already evolved far beyond our comprehension, but there are still those who are much like us. Draconians, for example, also have duality on their planet. They have a sense of right and wrong, but they don't always have good intentions. Draconians are a proud species that have desires just like we do. However, their existence doesn't allow them to experience emotions and feelings like ours, and this is why they are attracted to the Earth. The Earth has been going through the ascension process for a long time now. Lemuria and Atlantis are a few examples of civilizations that went through transformations together with the Earth's. An astral form of planet Earth was created when she shifted into the frequencies of the physical dimension. This unseen realm, called the spiritual realm, is connected and entwined with the physical. Before this shift, all life, including spirits, were visible. This visibility changed when the Atlanteans started experimenting with soul essence, consciousness, and combined these energies with spirit, creating new life forms. To protect their essence, spirit created a veil that would hide them from view. In turn, a human soul created a spirit to protect itself, and you are its current physical manifestation. During the Atlantean War, spirit descended to the physical dimension, and this caused duality on Earth, which mankind still deals with today. After the war, the Atlanteans returned to their region in our galaxy, taking their library with them. The soul doesn't know duality because it vibrates at the highest frequencies. But as a species, the ascension is evolving us into these high frequencies so that we can join our higher self without causing it harm. Emotions and feelings are a manifestation of the duality on Earth, and it is unique to this realm and galaxy. Many galactic species have a light body and don't require food. This allows them to have an enhanced sense of compassion, love, and understanding. The ascension is the transformation from a dense into a light body. This is also true for planets. When the Earth becomes enlightened, the planets around her will do the same. Cosmically, everything ascends, and this event doesn't happen often. Because we are evolving as a species, the galactic beings of light are interested in the Earth and humanity. The old souls have the ability to communicate with these galactic beings. These people are the bringers of peace, love, and understanding, and they help others awaken to their highest potentials. A series of confirmations will follow after someone has experienced a consciousness awakening. The only difference between mankind and galactic civilizations are the energies, frequencies, and vibrations that they use and operate in. When you reach the fifth dimension, your physical experiences shift from dense into the light energies. This shift is the first step of the galactic evolution that humanity is about to enter. The physical being will ascend through all of the 12 dimensions and eventually become galactic and one with consciousness. This one consciousness is like a collective wave of energy and home to all of creation. Once the ascension process is completed, humanity will be able to travel the multiverse and be galactic themselves. Each species has universal laws, rules, beings, spirits, and entities. The multi-universe with all of its dimensions will have other species like the Blue Avians. These beings are from a galaxy that serves as a gateway between our universe and the multiverse. Many of the galactic beings in our universe have already completed the ascension and are helping mankind going through theirs. The Earth will continue to exist for as long as there is a need to experience the physical form. However, humanity will be split in half. Part of mankind will ascend into higher frequencies and move to what is called the New Earth. The other half will continue to experience the old energies on what is called the old Earth. The ascended masters are an example of beings, some of them were human, who were liberated from the need for a physical form. These masters became enlightened, meaning pure of light, and they are here to spread messages of love. To become enlightened, you have to experience consciousness in the physical form and ascend this form into the spiritual. Your soul, the higher self, can create as many spirits as it needs to experience life forms. Some of these lives are in this dimension, but truly, they can go anywhere. The same principle is true for anything physical in our universe, like planets, stars, and life forms. The Earth soul already exists in the fifth dimension while its physical form resides in the third. It's no different from our soul, just much, much bigger. Everything that you see in this physical form has a counterpart in the astral. Think of the Hermetic principle that states as above, so below. The Earth is preparing itself to break free from her current form by moving into her astral body. These changes come with a series of earthquakes, volcanic activities, and so on. The old Earth won't pass away and people will survive and rebuild because there are still many souls in need of the human experience.